Isaiah 11, it's talking about the children of Ammon. And in Daniel 11, it's the chief of the children of Ammon. Now, the significance of this verse is beyond us addressing in this subject, this verse, Daniel 11:41. This is the verse in Bible prophecy that identifies for God's people that a Sunday law is imminent in the United States. If you haven't looked at the material that we've developed on Daniel 11, verses 40 to 45, either in the Time of the End magazine or audio tapes or video or in the book, The Final Rise and Fall of the King of the North, you need to, because what is established in those verses is that Daniel 11, verse 40 describes the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1989. It also describes that the collapse of the Soviet Union was brought about through an alliance between the United States and the Vatican, and that the very next verse is verse 41, describing when he, the King of the North, the papacy, enters the glorious land, the United States, and many, not many countries, that word countries is supplied, many people are overthrown at that time when the Sunday law arrives in the United States. But there is a group of people, when the Sunday law arrives in the United States, that escape out of the hand of the papacy. This Hebrew word that's translated escape here, and there's different Hebrew words that are translated escape, but this particular word, one part of its definition, it means to escape by slipperiness, but one of the essential parts of its definition is that whatever escapes from the power it is escaping from has formerly been in the grasp of that power. In other words, in verse 41, when we see the papacy coming into the United States, conquering it spiritually through the Sunday law, we're seeing a threefold group of people that at that time escape from the papacy, but the word escapes teaches us simultaneously that prior to the Sunday law, they had been under the spiritual control of the papacy. And this is in direct agreement with the message that goes forth at the Sunday law time period, which has come out of Babylon, because Edom, Moab, and the children of Ammon here in Daniel 11:41 are illustrating once again the threefold makeup of modern Babylon. And the loud cry message that goes forth during the latter reign is come out of Babylon. And these people here in verse 41 of Daniel 11 have formerly been in the hand. They've been under the spiritual domination of Rome, accepting Sunday sacredness through ignorance. But when the Sunday law arrives in the United States,